Very, very busy weekend. As you mentioned on Friday, it was probably the busiest weekend of the whole festival. Obviously, you can't be everywhere, but a couple of things that were really good at the weekend, the big splash and the opening of the Burnie, new Burnie Aquatic Centre. We saw it in the newspaper today. It looks fantastic.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, like I have a special interest in this, but the disability services that they have there, the functions and the hoisting and everything, it's just state-of-the-art, unbelievable, fantastic to see.
And the weather was brilliant on Saturday too. It's a good thing we didn't have it on Sunday, but Saturday, it was a big family day there as well, wasn't it?
That's right. A big family day, like $2 or something to get in. It was really good value and well attended. Yeah.
Sounds like the talking to the Mayor, Anita Dow, recently, she mentioned that the attendance since the pool opened, because it's been open for 3 months and this was sort of the official part of it, exceeding expectations, so it's obviously been very popular as well.
Yeah, and I think it's so important, and particularly having that indoor pool with the ability for young people in this community to learn to swim from an early age is just essential. And, you know, this... they now have that. Instead of just trying to jam all the learn to swim programs into a, you know, 4 months of the year, they're able to do it all year round now. And I think every community needs that because it actually saves lives.
Well,
of our
it does.
Children.
Yeah, drownings don't happen 4 months of the year. They happen all year round as well, don't they? So,
that's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly right.
Yeah, the Burnie Shines cocktail party, that was on Saturday night. I know this is one of the big parts of the event that you always look forward to.
It is. It is. It's the only time I really wear a dress all year. And it's always such a, again, it's...
I have to think about that. No, hang on. No, I don't think I've seen you in a dress, actually. No, you're right.
Count your blessings, mate. Absolutely. Such a great cause. And the women that have been running that have just raised so much money over the years. But they're hanging up their event organising... you know, aprons, and then they're going to go on to other things. So it was kind of reminiscing, but also, you know, 16 years of incredible parties that they've put on and raised so much money. It's just awesome.
Yeah, when you say they're going on to other things, they're going to organise something different for next year, perhaps, or?
Oh, look, I heard there was a whisper, but
right.
My lips are sealed.
Okay, fair enough. We'll await with interest.
Yes.
The Live at the Point concerts, these have been going off really well. Every Sunday at the Point, there's free entertainment, free music, live music, and that's been going off pretty well. And yesterday's was a good one as well, a good day to be indoors, actually.
Oh, look, it was a fantastic day to be indoors. The weather has been awful every Sunday, but there you go. Hopefully we're just saving it so it'll be beautiful next Burnie 10 Day, next Sunday. The music was Jacob Boot and Laura Mead, and they played, like, resonator guitars and the slide guitars, you know, the Hawaiian sound. Oh, man, they were just amazing. And we had this lady, a girl actually started at Slipstream Circus, Mika Lazot. She's been travelling around circuses around the world, started in Alveston, you know, in the Slipstream, and she's been at circuses in Canada and through Europe, and she came and did a couple of little surprise numbers for it, and her acrobatics, man,
wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Sounds awesome. Now, on the subject of circus, there's going to be a circus performance on Wednesday night, and this is free.
It's a circus on the sand, so
yeah.
It's actually probably more, not a nighttime event, it's a daytime event for little children from 0 to 5.
Oh, sorry, it is 10 to 2. I misread the information I had here.
Yeah, so it's a free activity for families with their children and a great opportunity for, if you've got littlies, to bring them down to the foreshore and, you know, connect with other young mums and see, you know, learn, get some playing, group play stuff together.
So. Okay. There's an exhibition on all week as well, and this is called the Minds Do Matter Art Exhibition. Unusual name. How does it come about?
This is about mental health.
Oh, yes.
And the thing is about mental health begins with me. Now, I've seen some of the artwork that's come through from that, and it is very, very interesting indeed. I've somehow this week got to squeeze in the opportunity to go up there because it does look really fantastic.
And last week was National Mental Health Week, so the timing's perfect as well, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
And on Thursday night, you've got a Celebration of Youth concert, and this is being performed by junior members of the Burnie Concert Band.
The Burnie Concert Band, look, it's a gold coin donation. Starts at 7 o'clock, an hour and a half of music. Some of those young people are so talented. You know, they're like emerging into these incredible musicians in their own individual rights. So,
That one's at...
Very good, good value.
Yes, that one, well, gold coin, yeah, can't complain about that. It's almost as good as free. At the Kooi Memorial Hall from 7 to 8.30, as you said, only for an hour and a half. And the Burnie Musical Society have just finished rehearsing for their production of Wicked, and that starts on Friday night at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. But if it's like any past performances of theirs, it's going to sell out pretty quick.
It will. They've got a number of shows. It goes from the 21st up until the 5th of November, so it's probably about three or four shows a week. But honestly, it will sell out. So grab your tickets. It's really important that you get your tickets in advance, because if you just rock up on the day like we always do on the Northwest Coast and go, yeah, we might turn up to that, you'll probably be disappointed. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the local production.
Yeah, tickets are $35, concessions are $28, and you can book through the box office, which is boxoffice@burnie.net, or give them a call on 6430-5850. Performance, the first performance is this Friday night, and then Saturday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday for a few weeks after that as well. And a Sunday matinee on the 30th of October as well.
Yes, that's the one that I'm going to, because I'm so tired I can't stay up late anymore in October.
Well, that'll be towards the end of Burnie Shines anyway, so I reckon you will be pretty worn out by then.
That's right.
Thanks for your time today, Jenny. Yeah, we'll talk to you again on Friday and preview what's happening next weekend. There's a lot of stuff on next weekend too involved with Burnie Shines, so we'll talk to you on Friday about that.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mark.